Good afternoon, Miller Dental Lab. This is Patty.
Hey, Patty. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is a funny story. Now, I just had an email sent here that was a missed call that somebody had gotten over here, so I figured I'd give it a call back, but it ended up being the person I had already spoken to, so this is all making sense now.
yes. So I called there. Because I was at my desk. I'm just leaving a doctor's office, and I make crowns and bridges for local dentists. And so when I'm in with patients, I don't answer my calls.
So that's
just got in my car, and I'm headed back over to the lab. And I know that I have to get some things together for you before I can actually talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I have to get, it's
really
complicated.
No, that's fine. It was capital, right, that you were looking to bring on? Is that correct? Refresh my brain there.
Yes. Well, actually, what I would like to do is, combine all my credit cards into this payment. And I'm working on a building that I want to move my laboratory into, which would be, oh my God, so perfect if I could make that work.
I see.
Bought the building, but the man that owned it before me thought he was a handyman. And so nothing passes code. And
really?
So I have to redo so many things. And it really needs 2 AC units, but I would suffer and get by with 1. If need be. And I'm trying to make that work. That
I
would
see.
Save me so much money if I could get into that building. The payment on the building is only like $1,000, and I'm paying double. I'm paying rent, just giving my money to someone else.
Oh, wow.
And all the bills that go with 2 locations, you know.
If that's something you're trying to move here and at a fairly quick rate, we can get you, like
before
I said,
for us here in Florida, we have a season.
Yeah.
Our season lasts about 7 months out of the year. The past 3 months have been my off season, and now here I am coming up to September, and in October I'm going to be slammed, and I really would like to move forward and get this thing finished and get in there.
Of course. The sooner you can get everything situated and prepared for that busy season, the better. Kind of the good news, too, is with the working capital, once the paperwork is here, we can get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. Once you're approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So if you did want to just kind of get a good gauge for how much you actually would qualify for before you kind of did the math on what you may necessarily need, we may be able to get you even more than that, and it might be a whole lot less stressful there for the transition. Especially with the working capital, it is usually based mostly off of your gross annual sales. Do you have any idea by chance what you guys did in sales last year?
Oh my goodness sakes. I'd hate to quote it, to be honest with you. I'm not,
is there like a ballpark?
I want to say it's like, 500,000.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. The D&B system had you at like 519,000. So
yeah, probably something like
probably
that.
Probably right around there. As far as the working capital goes, roughly speaking, we could probably free up anywhere from about 50,000 to 70,000. Would that even be close to what you were looking to bring on, or would you need more than that?
More than that would be, of course, helpful. But I would probably try to consolidate my credit card bills and get at least the electric and the AC unit, 1 AC unit in there. And then just after I get moved, I'll finish out the rest, what I have to do.
So one of the nice features about the working capital is about halfway through the term, you can actually look into refinancing, and it's going to allow you to actually get access to more programs and you can actually get more capital. So if you do run into situations or you do need some extra capital for that expansion, that door will be open for you as well. And if you are looking for equipment for the building, you could actually apply for the equipment financing side as well. And that way you'll actually end up having more available on the capital side and it won't get sucked up. And we can actually have a separate program for you. So if you were looking to
now
make
would that be a separate loan or would it be the same payment?
It would be a separate loan just because of the structure on it, but it would allow you to get more capital on the working capital that wouldn't get sucked up there for the equipment. It would just allow you to kind of have more allocation there for both sides. But it's definitely something we can get the ball rolling for you. Like I said, I believe, did I send you the email there to Miller1204@AOL? Is that the right one?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So it's just going to have the three things that listed that we need. It's very simple. It's just the one-page app, the most recent tax return, and then your 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then if you want to fill out the equipment financing application as well, it's just one more page and it's almost the exact same as the working capital. That way we could get your figures there on both sides and we might be able to get you more than you anticipated.
Okay, that would be very nice. Oh my gosh.
Especially if you're trying to move into this business and not be paying rent for twice for two locations.
Yeah.
If we can get the ball rolling there for you and get the transition in for you and set, and if it makes sense for the business, it's definitely something we can do for you.
Okay. All right. So, I will get the paperwork together. And how do I get it to you?
If you can just email it to me, you can fax it as well, but sometimes that stuff gets lost in transit. But honestly, email is the best tool there because then I'm able to just shoot it right over to underwriting as well, and we can get you an answer fairly quick. Any ballpark there, is that type of paperwork pretty readily for you there? Do you think you could come up with that pretty quick? Or?
Yes, my bookkeeper is going to be in tonight with me, so
Okay. We'll
probably try to get it together tonight.
Yeah, if you can get it together tonight, you can either send it here tonight or tomorrow. As long as I get it before about 2:30, that's when I meet with my underwriters with any paperwork that I get throughout the day. As long as you can get it in by then, we can have it submitted, and we'll probably have an answer for you the next day there for you.
Okay. Oh, wow, that would be great. Then once I get the answer from you, then how soon before I get the funds?
Yeah, so as soon as you're approved and in, as soon as you give us the A-OK, we just send you the letter of docs, we get that signed, and we get you funded in 24 hours after the approval. And like I said, if you don't want to act on it right away, the offer will be good for 90. So if you maybe just wanted to do the capital for now and then maybe come back for the equipment, you can do that as well. So it's all readily available for you, and you can kind of just go at the pace that you choose.
Okay. And so when I list my things that I'm wanting to do, like to combine all my credit cards, do I list that as that's what I owe on my credit cards and that's what I'm trying to do?
So you just put kind of a rough estimate for, you cannot put like, you're obviously going to want to try to qualify for as much as possible. I'll just put that you're looking to consolidate some credit cards and you're looking to possibly make some moves here on the new location. The only thing that you'll have to put a quote on is if you want to apply for the equipment side, you would have to put some sort of rough quote or invoice that you had got on that side. But as far as the capital goes, I'll just put down to try to get you approved for the largest amount in the longest term, and then you can work backwards from there. So say you don't want to take that entire lot of capital, you can choose however much you want of it, but we'll try and get you approved for the most amount, longest terms, and then whatever makes sense for the business for there, we can go from there.
And what kind of percentage rates are you working on?
So yeah, the three factors that we look at when we make these rates here is your gross annual sales, your time in business, and your credit. How long have you guys been in business over there?
I've had my own business for 25 years.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That'll definitely help you there. And then what does your credit look like there? Good, bad, somewhere?
Well,
in the
not that great right now because I've been really trying to work both places. And so I'm like under the gun right now with, credit cards are like really strapping me down here because I try to, you know, we've been in our slow season, you know, for the 3 months here.
Yeah.
And, you know, during those 3 months, I got to pretty much run a lot of times, especially if I've taken out to, you know, I had to take out to do the framing. I had to take out to do the plumbing. I had to take out to do the, you know, it all has to be paid, like, up front almost before I can get things done. And so I'm just really trying hard to get into that building.
Yeah, no, because, I totally understand
there. If somebody could help me, that would be, oh my God, I'd be forever in you guys' debt.
Well, the thing too there is, like I said, we can get you funded very quick. So if you are looking to make this move, we can help you there. Do you usually pick up then right around when school gets back into session then? Is that kind of when the spike will start coming back for you?
Like September and October, that's when I already see an increase this month, but around October, that's when all the tourists from up north come down, and we are just swamped when they're here. It's crazy. Yeah.
The new location you're looking at, is it bigger than the one that you're in right now?
Oh, yeah.
So were you going to be looking?
Bigger, and I would like to expand a little bit, too, at some point, but right now, if somebody could just help me get in there, I'd be, golly.
So
that would be really.
I was just going to kind of paint a picture here for how this actually could work out for you. The working capital program is more based off of your sales as opposed to your credit. So getting you cash is going to be a little bit more realistic than the equipment side if the credit isn't stellar, but what is going to work for you is halfway through those terms, as long as you're making your payments and we don't see you to be of any sort of risk, you're going to get available or open to more programs and lower rates, longer terms, and that might give you more access to the equipment side, which will give you a better rate if you're already in the system and you've built that relationship with us. So if we can get you that capital, get you into the building, get all the renovations locked in. A few months down the road, you maybe look to refinance and look at the equipment side as well. You can upgrade or even look to bring on some new pieces of equipment there for that location. And that's kind of probably the best kind of time frame there for you to map it out so that you do get into the best programs here.
Okay. All right. Well, when I send you the email back, you can kind of let me know what I need to change to make it easier or better options for me to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. We've kind of had a lot of long-standing relationships here, being in business for 14 years. We're in at ground zero here with the working capital programs, and we've been doing equipment for over 14 years. So we're going to have some of the best programs available for you. It's just going to be a matter of getting you in the system and just getting you approved. And from there, we can kind of just assess what's going to make most sense for the business.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So if you can.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'll maybe try and touch base here maybe late afternoon tomorrow if I don't get the paperwork in by then. Otherwise, as soon as that paperwork gets over, I'll shoot you an email once we get it over to underwriting and kind of just progress from there.
Okay. All right, thank
Patty.
You so much, Tyler.
No
Talk
worries.
To you later.
We'll be in touch. Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye.